Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Starting in, Oscar, I have a question for you.
Chess.
These little Ethernet connection things for my speakers, should I hold on to these?
Yes.
Always. Let me just check. What speakers?
Sonos. Oscar got me some really nice Sonos speakers. Did you get my Christmas present that I sent you, by the way? Did you,
Mike, the postman comes to my house today.
What? You really have been waiting that long?
Well, because I've never had a home before where you could leave packages.
So hold on a second. We got a story. When did you get back?
So I got back 2 days ago.
Oh, you had to stop on your mail.
So I asked my neighbors, I said, hey, what do you guys do for packages when you're on, you know, a main thoroughfare?
Well, you got back Sunday. Didn't you get back Sunday?
I got back Sunday.
So you should have started your mail on Monday. You didn't do that?
Well, I didn't take care of those details, Mike. My wonderful fiance, Shannon, did. As I said, where's all the mail? And she said,
hold on a second. Bring the bus in. Bring the bus. Shannon, put your legs under here. There you go.
Now, okay. Mike,
are you under there?
The very phrase involves the word mail. A female shouldn't touch it.
I didn't do it this time, but it's crazy. So you haven't received any?
No, I haven't received any mail. Today is supposedly the day that the mail arrives in bulk.
Right.
Well, I hope you get what I sent you.
I'm sure I will.
I'd be very disappointed if you didn't. But Oscar sent me these ducky little speakers, and if you don't have Wi-Fi, they give you the. These are the Ethernets, and I
figured we use
Ethernet on this broadcast quite often, so I figured I'd keep these up in the great state of Maine. You know, we're buttoning up now. We're buttoning up for the great trip south, so we're just tidying up a few little details.
After the show today, Oscar and I are going to play our annual game where we make a list of our predictions of what you will leave in Maine.
Yes.
And then we will mail it to ourselves in a sealed envelope.
Okay. Well, you know, it's still relatively new, especially
it's been
three years. It's been three. Yeah, but I mean, this is my second big trip
up here, isn't it? You're an adult. You can make a list of things you need.
You've been going there for a while.
Yes.
Mike. Yeah.
And every time you forget something, we have to Amazon something.
And the recorder.
And the recorder.
And by the way, the
remote for the camera.
But the cable I got myself.
And remember when you left Michael up there last year?
That was tough. We got to Augusta, Maine, and Carla went, did you get the donuts? And I said, sure. What about Michael? I said, Jesus.
Yeah, the FedEx box.
Mr. Cashin, make sure you call us.
With the holes poked in.
By the way, speaking of speakers, I should say this.
By the way, hold on a second. Let's listen. I want to hear. I got some. I want to play for you the reaction that I got from that great bit that we did yesterday. Let's listen. There it is. Okay, great.
Mike, they were killing in down East Maine.
Yeah, Mike, the show has a long tail.
Usually, it does have a long tail. I will wait till the end of the weekend to make a final determination. Well, if you hear it next week,
we should give it a year because that's the last time an episode of Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey, that's right. That's exactly what about
Teddy? Did he like it? Cousin Teddy?
Well, with Teddy, I would actually get Rob to send me a clip if I liked it enough and send it to Teddy. Teddy, I'm not there yet. I like it. I don't love it.
Oh, we're not there yet.
We might be there. I don't know. We might do it again. We might not. You never know. How many bits we do on this show? It's constant. Yeah, yes. Things are changing constantly. That's the way it works.
But now,
the main question I started with before I went with, you know how people in Dr. Seuss have thing one and thing two?
Yeah, that's what I call my
kids. I work
kids.
With snark one and snark two. So I was,
well, let me balance
asking,
it.
Look at how beautifully these are coiled, though. The last time I saw a coil like that, it was after a steak dinner.
What? Am I right, ladies?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing there. But that's just so, you know what? I can't imagine. I think of these, the way these cables are organized here.
Yeah.
And look at how simple it is. It's not anything heavy duty with a tie.
Right.
It's just like a little tie you'd get around a loaf of bread. But it's so beautifully coiled, this little Ethernet cable. I like that. I like design. I like
when I see that, I think one thing is that if I undo it, it's never going to look like that again.
But then again, it's a flat cable, which we have a lot of Ethernet cables.
These are the
flat,
new Ethernet cables.
Mm-hmm. I've got them down in Florida, and I love them because you can do that with them, and I think it makes them easier.
I would say bring that with you In just your pocket. In case we have a Wi-Fi issues in your home, you're going to have to connect them.
Consider it done. Let me show you how I do that, okay? So both of them? You want me to bring both of them?
Yes.
Okay.
He's such a jerk.
Right on the bed.
Yep.
Right I put them on the bed. Right. That's the how bed. I know where they are. It's next to my CPAP machine.
Now they're going to be in the CPAP machine.
By the way, the CPAP machine now travels with me via backpack. So, and I have now purchased, one of my expensive purchases over the holidays was the sanitizing unit for the CPAP machine. You use a CPAP, Rob.
I have used one. I haven't
You've
been
seen
using
this
it.
Machine.
I've read about this.
It is incredible.
What? How do it work?
It well, we should get them as a sponsor. I don't want to go on and on because they really would be a great sponsor. But the fact is, it is dry I can't say the word.
Oxygenization. Yeah, I know the
and
word
it
you
is
mean.
You, they use oxygen. It's dry. It's no water involved. And it sanitizes all of your breathing apparatus.
That's cool.
And it is truly spectacular. So much so that I actually traveled with it up here. But let me tell you, when you put that in a backpack along with a CPAP machine, I defy anyone to recreate anything that looks more like a bomb than what I carry in my backpack through the airport.
Pretty close when I used to bring the instant replay units to New York City.
Even these instant replay, they could not look more like broadcast equipment. This has coils and wires and
you're
chunks
like Darth Vader.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm stopped. I am stopped now. I guarantee I will be stopped. If I don't get stopped up here, I'll be very surprised.
Are you radio's Mike O'Mara?
Say, are you trying to blow up this aircraft?
I was saying this. I'm gonna button this up really nicely, put it in the backpack, was looking at myself in the mirror, and I said, Bubba, what you got to do is you got to put that thing in, button it up tight, and make it work.
Do you Mike O'Mara feel like this CPAP machine is a machine that you one day will do without?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, as soon as they bury
it. But it's going to be a long one day because it's going to be I'm going to wait. I'm going to go well past the time that I need it.
Okay.
And if
it's part of your routine, does it help you sleep now?
It's just something that I feel better because, for example, up here we have dry, cold air in Maine, and that little mask, you put it on, you get distilled water in this little tub, and it gives you 81 degrees of humidified air. It is absolutely, you wake up and, well, listen to this. I think that my vocal cords can probably speak
phenomenal.
To it better than anything else. I could sing a Frank Sinatra concert right now. Hey, how about this, Ashley? Luck be a lady tonight. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm terrified.
Wow, she's all buttery.
I'm terrified that I'll have to use this CPAP machine in the next few years.
Two people have to use it, Oscar. The vast majority, so far you don't have to worry. The vast majority of people that use it are fat tubs of crap.
Yep.
Those are the people that have to use it. Then there are people that actually have the mechanism of their nose and their breathing where they snore and they have what's called apnea.
Yeah.
I happen to be a fat tub of crap that has both of those things due to my multiple nose breaks when I was playing hockey.
Yeah.
I have a deviated septum that is one of the most severe you will ever see. So I may not ever be in that spot where I don't have to use it. I'm not sure. But right now, the combination of things is
deadly.
You know,
well worth it, though, to use the machine on a regular basis.
I like the way it makes me feel. I like the way when I don't use it and I breathe through my mouth and I wake up in the morning and my throat is just like, raw, I don't like
that.
Oh, that's
now the
that
worst.
I use this thing, it's the best. I think if anybody popped one of these things on and they used it, they'd feel phenomenal.
Not really.
It's a pretty good. Why, you don't think so?
I bailed on mine. I should get back to it.
Are you
kidding? It didn't help me.
If you're prescribed with a CPAP unit,
you
are prescribed it so you don't die.
Carrie was really the workhorse saying that you probably don't need it.
I'm kidding,
of course.
Every woman that is married into my friends wants to kill them. Carla's feeding you to death.
No, Carrie
she's
never
not.
Really.
She wanted me to correct you on
yes?
that. She's not. She's truly not. And she basically, with me
what,
on this
where's
particular
the body
holiday,
of evidence?
No, the body of evidence is that she kind of goes through phases where she throws her hands up in the air.
Sure.
I'm taking responsibility.
Okay.
I'm taking the bullet for this one. You went to, you had a sleep study.
I used it. Yeah, I used it for 7 months and I didn't feel any different than when I wasn't using it. And also,
you wake up in the middle of the night going,
no,
like that.
Mm-mm. I sleep like a baby. No, and also, I for 3 months, I was a disaster because the thing kept me up. And even at the end of it, I would wake up and I would have taken it off in my subconscious. Like, but I mean, while I was sleeping, I would have taken it off.
Aren't there different machines?
There are different machines. Lots of different. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fact that they did a sleep study on you, I wish my buddy Sag was still in the area and he would you, Rob. I really do. But the fact is, the fact that you had a sleep study done and you bought the equipment, right?
Yes, I did.
So
still
you got
have
that expensive equipment, but they didn't prescribe that for you based on comfort. They prescribed it based on survival.
All right, I tell you what, I will go back to it.
I mean,
this year.
I
will, and
you
know what? I've been thinking about. No, I've been thinking about it.
Don't let it affect the audio vault.
The sounds stay the same.
I worry about him. I worry about him more than I worry about me. And
right?
I know I'm failing.
Yeah, so. Failing? No, Mike. We've all failed. There's not. Right. It's not in the present tense. It's done.
Well, guess what? We flapped our gums so much that we can't do the mailbag in this segment.
What?
We're going to take a commercial break and come back and do it. That's what we're going to do. And by the way, get Rob on oxygen during the commercial break so we can actually finish the show today.
Okay,
thank
very
you
good.
Very much. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I took social media off my phone. It's too much. Like, you just, you know, you walk around and just look at it all day. Facebook did a good job. It's a real good company. And Facebook's just too much. It's either everybody's best or worst days of their life. You know, like, you're either like, I'm getting married or my house is on fire. No one's like, today's normal. Nothing happened. I have no strong opinions about anything. My wife gets mad because she was like, you don't like any of my photos on Facebook. And it's like, is this not enough? Like, us just being married and living together. And it's like, you know, how much... And I did like it. When we took it, I said, I like that photo. Like, I told you that. I'm in the photo. There's not much more than I can do in this photo's life.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
I'm actually changing the camera shot in here today.
Why?
To please Oscar, to actually have a little better light in here.
And you know what? You've given yourself a little...
You do look better. You look like broadcast news.
Yeah, a little lead room on your right side there. It makes it...
Right up here, they're going
up
to put today's graphic. Today's graphic in Kuala Lumpur. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios.
It'd be great.
In Washington,
it would be
D.C.
awesome. I'd love it.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, you know, I mean, probably there's an app for that. The Mike O'Mara Show, it's a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you. Want to welcome a new advertiser to the TMOS studio. Policy Genius. Life insurance means peace of mind, but buying seems like such a hassle. Where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service? I want to tell you about a wonderful website where it is so easy. It is so phenomenally simple to negotiate it. You're going to like it like I did. PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. They do the work for you.
Yeah.
Policy Genius has placed over, listen to this number, $5 billion in life insurance for people like you. So they know their stuff. And they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius has a simple, user-friendly website. You can do this online. It's stunning how they accomplish it, but you can get all the work done online. Plus, a licensed customer service team will help you find the best policy at the best price, and you will get the best prices. I guarantee that. While you're there, check out their other insurance offering. They have health insurance, pet insurance. It's a wonderful website. Go to policygenius.com today, and here's what you can save. Over 70%.
Wow.
You owe it to yourself if you're in the market for life insurance to check this out. 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. Just like it says, PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. It's Policy Genius. Life insurance made easy, free quote, zero hassle, peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com and do it today. And welcome to them. We are delighted to have them in 2017. And welcome to all your boys. We are very happy to be here. And without further ado, we should dive right in.
Yes.
Because it's not about us. Mm-hmm. Never, ever about
no,
us at
no,
all.
No.
It's about you, the listener, ladies and gentlemen. Always about you.
It's all about you.
What?
It's all about you.
about you.
What? All the time. It's a new take on it. I'm just accenting her.
It's all about you.
What?
It's all about you.
All the time.
Well, you worked on that over the break, huh? You worked on that one over the break. That's fantastic.
Tightened it up.
2017.
It's really a year to be excited about.
Now tighter and brighter. For your listening pleasure, happy Thursday, everybody. Rob?
Yes.
Do we have any gifts today, you simple-minded twit?
How dare you? Yes, we do. Start with this. This is the best. We got a ton of Christmas cards, and I apologize we can't feature them all, but I did choose a favorite. This comes from the Brinton family, John, Yaz, and Liam, and they got that little
kid. The Wisconsin Brintons?
They must be.
Or are they the California Brintons?
I have no return address.
Don't try.
I have no address. They made their card.
You simple-minded twit.
How dare you? They made this card at Vistaprint. It has the kid from Stranger Things that has no teeth. And they superimposed a Santa hat on him, and it says,
"Oh, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth."
Brilliant. Just
that
absolutely
is
brilliant.
Perfect.
So thank you for sending that along. Love
that's
to see
a
that.
Show. Now that's a show I'm looking for. Hey, Paul, you weren't here the other day. I asked the guys, when does Bloodline come back? Isn't that coming back in January, I think, or February, maybe something like that?
You know, I've heard it might not be coming back.
What?
Again? Yeah. There were rumors that they weren't going to allow them to tape down on the keys.
That's last I heard, but I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, it's just such a great show.
Oh, and Mike, here's something you're going to love. They announced that this will be the final season of Bates Motel. So your wish came true.
Well, that show sucked.
No, it does not suck, and it's great.
That show, nobody watched that show.
Nobody
right?
did. No, except I mean, everybody that show was not, in that their was, right mind.
No, that show wasn't popular.
That's why it lasted for 5 seasons? Jerk.
That's like a schoolyard.
You
That's
simple-minded,
why it lasted for 5 seasons?
You
huh?
simple-minded twit.
That is, simple-minded twit.
This is from Meredith in Tunisia.
Third season is coming.
Yes. She said...
Of Bloodline?
Is it going into its fourth or third season?
It'll be third, I believe.
Yes. Renewed for season 3 at Netflix.
Good.
That's Woo! Good news.
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
5 challenge coins that I will distribute, and she has included one for little Michael. So thank you to Meredith in Tunisia who
That's
sent
wonderful.
This. And this has got the eagle crest on one side. And this guy did not sign his name, but from his letter, he's been with us since we were on the Terrestrial show. He sent you 2 challenge coins, 1 from Bell Helicopter, 1 from General Motors.
Cool.
So you'll be getting a stack of challenge coins in the mail, Mike.
That
I'm sorry I can't read your name, sir, because you did not write it down. And my favorite present of the week.
Hey, normally you got to get that GM coin down in Mexico. Am I right, ladies? Hey, there you go.
In
my pants.
We'll
move the jobs overseas.
Not anymore.
Wild. Yeah, not since the main man took over, since he's going in and personally letting all these jobs stay here. He's
getting
great.
It done.
Remember, Mike, lost my dot name, the people that made the beautiful book for Michael about the little boy who lost his name?
Yes.
We got a custom version of this book for our studio, and it is about a boy named Nameberry. And again,
oh my God, that's an over-the-top client. I hope we sold some books. I think we did say they wouldn't do that if we didn't sell books for them.
That
that's fantastic.
Is awesome.
So that was an anonymous
Nameberry.
Gift. That was an anonymous gift, and that was sent along. So hello to Nameberry.
It's
and
the
thank
thickest
you.
Book I've ever seen.
It's a
I
beautiful,
never thought that they would
book.
Actually make an entire book for me.
I peed on it.
I look at it. I didn't realize that. I was picking my nose with the pages.
And Mike, that is gift corner. Well,
you gotta give me a jingle.
Can you quickly just read?
Rob, you do the jingle.
We gotta read
the Nameberry, and you do
read the
jingle.
Read the open of the book. Just, just quickly.
It says, "Dear Nameberry, although you lost a toe in the elevator and your nose in the waffle batter, you still deserve to find your name. Take this book to all your business meetings so you can entrounce yourself. Remember, the syrup goes
on. Entrounce yourself?
Yeah, because I think they're misspelling it because it's Nameberry.
Oh, okay. Did you look at it before you brought it in?
I did not look at the entire. I didn't know there was an inscription. I read the fact that Nameberry was the subject of the book.
Spiewak. Yeah. 20 years because he cares.
Remember, the syrup goes on your waffles, not your foot. Yours in Christ.
They are totally into the bit.
Yeah.
They
Charlie
are totally
and
into
Tom
the bit.
Gavin. There you are.
Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
That I'd love you to. We have to have a reading. We have to have a
yes.
reading at
okay.
one point.
Okay. Very good.
So send that down to me, and I'd love to
for
do
sure,
it.
For sure.
You
sure.
bet. You bet. So thank you, everyone. Even the anonymous gifts.
When did that come in? When did we get that?
That came over Christmas.
Right over the Christmas break.
It's obviously from a listener who is way into it. But
fun. That
I
is
have
great.
No idea who it came from.
It's probably a listener that had it made.
Yeah, but it just arrived. He's Nameberry.
All right, here I was thinking of the client. I'm so foolish. Anyway, let's move right on to the birthday, shall we? Happy birthday to big fan Mark Sabaty. He wishes us the best, and we wish him all the best for his birthday. This week, we observe 61 years of Rick Giammaria.
Nice.
Rick Giammaria, a 25-plus year listener and yearly bonus show subscriber. That's wonderful. Tuesday, January 3rd, was the birthday of Miss Joanne Pospickle.
Yeah, Pospickle.
Pospickle, you better get those papers on my desk by noon today, Pospickle. Yeah. She loved the Rob Radio Christmas specials over the holidays. I have one question for her. Who didn't? Happy birthday, Joanne, and I love that name, Ms. Pospickle. Dave Cagle would like us to offer his girlfriend, Marcy, best wishes for her 53rd birthday. Maybe he can get her a last name as a birthday present.
And here's, you know what, I was actually bemoaning this letter before the show. A little advice for Dave Cagle. You're not fooling anybody. You want this letter to be about you because you got your full name in there. If you're going to do a birthday greeting, at least do a full name. All right?
Well, let's give him a hard time about it then, okay? Here you go. Listen up, Dave. Hey, Dave. Dave, pull your voice. Shove the earbuds into your ear a little tighter and listen to me, okay?
Dave Cagle.
Mrs. Marcy Cagle.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Marcy Cagle.
But would you wish that on Marcy? To be married to that jerk?
Now, why are you so mad at Dave?
Because he doesn't include her name, but he includes his name.
Yeah,
it's not right. Dave's birthday.
Let me go back and look at it. Dave Cagle would like us to offer his girlfriend, Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
It's
we're
going to
put your first
Dave.
Name on the radio.
Signed, David Cagle.
It's all about Dave.
Yeah. Dave's an ass.
I hate it.
Baby.
See, when he hates
baby,
like this.
Look what I've done for you.
When Rob hates like this, I hate to follow him down the street, but I have to, you know. Dave Cagle would like to offer his girlfriend, Marcy, best wishes for her 53rd birthday. Maybe he can get her a last. Did you write that? He can get her a last name?
Yes, I did. I did write right. that. That's my Marcy, dig at Dave Cagle, the ass.
Marcy, keep your head up. Anyway, let's hear it for
Daryl
Avery.
And Marcy, you can do better. Go elsewhere.
Now, see, Rob, that's too
Don't
far.
Don't be rude.
That's
I
too
don't
far.
Know. How dare you?
David Cagle is going to be crestfallen when he hears you say that Marcy can do better. You don't know that.
I bet we get an email from Dave Cagle that tells us how sad he is with his name in big letters.
Dave Cagle.
Dave and, Cagle.
Let's hear it for Daryl Avery. Daryl Avery is a 25-year listener, which makes him a member of the TMOS Gold Club. Hey, that's new. I kind of like that.
Just made that up. I like that.
The Gold Club. You remember the Gold Club in D.C., Mike?
Yeah.
I remember the one in Atlanta, too.
Oh.
Tampa, yeah. San Diego, all the Super Bowls.
24 carats of fun.
25-year listener makes him a Gold Club member. Way to go, Daryl. On to the letters. Happy New Year. Both me and my daughter and I, both me and my younger brother, Scott, have a birthday this Saturday. Normally, I have a request for an impression or something. But this year, I've got nothing. So I guess we should just ask for your good wishes. Well, you can ask. I appreciate the podcast. Thanks for all you do. Sean Fahey, kind of curt, don't you believe?
Brief.
The letter, right? A little like an attitude, perhaps, from Sean? Or
I don't
or
know
what,
if it's an attitude know? Or just respectful of our time. And that I like.
Oh, here we go. On second thought, P.S., on second thought, could I hear the BAMP?
Do you want to give it to him? I don't think that's worth a spin.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, give him the BAMP.
Yeah, go please.
Hey, do you have handy a, because they contact you so often about it now, do you have handy any pre-recorded sounds of the football hitting the uprights in an NFL game?
I might have one
that, like,
in my vault.
Lying around?
Yeah, maybe I have one.
I love that, too. I love that sound. That's fantastic. But he got the BAMP. So,
all right, so there you go.
Sean Fahey is a happy man. Moving right along. Hi, guys. I took the attached pic today of the trees in my backyard. I'm looking at the picture.
They're
right
great pics.
I counted 20 vultures sitting in the
Jesus.
Trees. Apparently just waiting for me to die. Can the Leesburg vulture please explain what makes my backyard the hot spot for vulture meetups? Love the show. Looking forward to a great 2017 with you guys. Thanks, Kevin Pusey.
Do we spin for this?
Vulture. Let's spin. All right. Do you have a door open? Because I might not.
I think I might have a door, yeah.
Go. Vulture? Vulture? Vulture!
Hey!
There it
well,
is.
Well, actually, Mike, a vulture wouldn't need a door. He would just fly in.
So that means you don't have one?
I don't have one.
Yeah, okay.
Ba-bum.
Hold on just a second. If I have a door, I'm going to go ahead and open it. Hold on just a a second.
Nope.
Sorry. That's add that to the list of stuff I forgot. So,
but is the vulture here?
No, he's not.
Oh, that's so
sad. Because the door
doesn't open. Blame Mike and Rob for that one. Sorry about that.
Mm. Lots of vultures on his house, though.
There you go. Hello, boys. My name is Christine Dantro, and my husband Pete has listened to your show for, oh, hell, probably 20 years. I bought him the bonus back for his birthday in April of 2016, and renewal is looking good for his 2017 birthday. Yay! Woo! The reason I'm writing this is that my birthday was December 31st, and my best gift would be to see his face and watch him S his pants if you would wish me a happy birthday. Oh. Thank you, and you don't have to sing.
That's
nice. Christine Dantro. Mrs. Christine Dantro. What a wonderful, wonderful person. You are such a better person than your husband, Pete.
And he's a lot better than Dave Cagle.
Yeah, so we'll give him the tradition. She'll get the traditional one. Happy birthday.
Christine. Okay.
Hey, Mike, I have two field goal hitting the uprights if you want to hear them.
This is one of the Rob's favorite sounds. He has actually shared it with us enough times where now it's one of our favorite sounds. Let's listen to the field goal kicker missing the field goal, sometimes scoring the field goal
sometimes
when it goes between the uprights after the hit. But this is the football hitting the uprights, a great sound for everyone. It's the first one. I love that.
So that's what I got for you. I'll try and dig up some more for you from the vault.
Greetings and salutations, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Matthew, and various mixed nuts and interns.
Mixed nuts.
I am writing to wish two of your loyal listeners a merry birthday. First, my brother Rudy, who entered his 32nd year of douchebaggery last week. He's the one who got me hooked on your show. Yeah, he deserves
it. Nice job,
yeah,
Rudy.
Rudy is married and has two sons, Waylon and Elijah. Happy birthday, big brother. Second is a birthday shout-out for myself. My 24th birthday was also last week. Second is a birthday shout-out to me. My birthday was also last week. I turned 24. I would be thrilled if you guys would sing the traditional birthday song. No, I'm sorry.
We've already done it.
Too much time already. Thanks for bringing the funny, and here's to a great 2017. Cheers, Zach Gross. I write this letter with a heavy heart. My grandfather, Harlow Ferguson, passed away on Monday, January 2nd. That's very recent. I'm very sorry about that. He was 90. He was an enormous influence on my life. His death has made me think of you, Mike. Okay, and the struggles you still go through with the loss of your mother. I can understand that. More specifically, I am reminded of some wisdom you shared with all of us, which really rings true to me now. 90 years is a great long life, but it's never enough for those left behind. 1,000 years would not be enough. I can relate to that. As always, wishing you and your family the best, Mike, as you continue to learn to cope with such a profound loss. Ian Cubitt of Greenville, South Carolina, by way of Rochester, New York. Yeah, it is... You almost feel guilty because someone's lived such a good long life, but you still want them. You want them for every
holiday.
Selfish. You want them there.
It's selfish. And
you feel like that, and you get, I got a little Irish guilt, but Ian, that is so generous of you to share that with you during your tough time, and I hope the fact that we shared it with our listeners makes you feel
sorry
a little
for your
better.
Loss.
So, sorry about that. Moving right along. Hi, all. My wife called into your show a few months back to wish me a happy birthday. You guys talked her into getting me out of bed at about 1 a.m. New Zealand time so I could receive your good wishes personally.
Remember this call?
Yeah, I do. And now he's bitching about it, isn't he? Isn't that what this letter is, really?
No. You're going to love the turn it takes.
Okay, needless to say, it was the surprise of a lifetime, but it gets better. I have a buddy, Brian O.G. O'Flaherty. It's Brian Og O'Flaherty.
I think Og must be his nickname. Brian Og O'Flaherty.
O'Flaherty.
Living in Ancona, Italy. That I turned on to your show years ago. This year, in his annual Christmas email to me, he wrote the following, quote, "And may I say that is one special lady you have there, my friend, and that the call to the Mike O'Mara show rocked. I would love to have seen your face when you realized who was on that phone. When I heard them say New Zealand, I was thinking it couldn't be, and then, oh, yes, it could. Oh, yes, it could. I have updated your status from hero to legend accordingly." Thanks for – that's his buddy that sent him that?
Yeah. He heard him in Italy when we called him in New Zealand.
And yesterday, a conversation with Columbia.
Yes.
International,
the TMOS
baby.
Experience is full-fledged international.
It's international.
Amazing.
These are all Gold Club members.
No passport
needed. Thanks for
needed.
My 15 seconds of fame shared around the world. Jeff Weiniger, Auckland, New Zealand. That is a place I would not mind visiting at some point in my life.
I'd like that.
New Zealand is supposed to be gorgeous. And I hold in my hand the final letter. Is that correct?
That final is true. Letter.
That is true.
Mike, Rob, Oscarito, Pony, Rofo, Mac, Diego, Ashley, Vincent, Matt, and Dan. Jesus well H. Done. Key freaking Reisty, you have outdone yourselves again. My sea wife, a real Jars Jar, decided that she would invite people I don't know but would probably hate if I did into our home for a Christmas open house.
Hell on earth, man.
Oh, this my is funny. God.
After downing a glass of red wine and then an old-fashioned, I decided to crack open a beer.
Nice.
Halfway through, I realized that your Christmas album had dropped. So I drunkenly clicked on track two, only to spit my beer out immediately after hearing Rofo's vibrato-laden voice sing only the word deck. Looking around the room for validation, I saw only anger in my wife's face. This makes you get out of bed in the morning. I will tell you that right now. I saw only anger in my wife's face and only sympathy for her in the faces of her friends. He paints the picture, doesn't he?
Even does.
In a brief letter. This is an A-list letter right here.
Mike, do you want to hear a little of Rofo? I know we had a very, very brief taste of him,
well,
but I brought the record
have,
in.
Hold on.
Yeah.
For those of you that have not subscribed to the 2017 bonus package, I will tell you that included with that as our gift for the holidays to you is our Christmas album that was so delightful to do
yes.
and provide for you that maybe we will have a part two next year. We're that excited about it.
Yeah.
But Rofo, one of my all-time favorite clips, and this is what made this man spit out his beer. Let's listen to
it. And
a
Mike, I'll look
we?
To you for when I should cut it because we've
okay,
never played.
We'll give him a little bit more. Okay. You know, it's after the holiday. We'll give him a little more. Right. Let's listen to Rofo. Here we go. Robert Ford.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.
That's enough. Thank you very much.
I thought it was maybe even too much.
Maybe too much right there. So his wife's mad and her friends are sympathetic because he's drunk and he spit out his beer because he turned out. Can you imagine how obnoxious that is?
Well,
that you have people that don't listen to the show. I love this.
Because that album, and if you have zero context of what that album's about,
yeah.
you have no idea.
You're going to wonder, like, is this. Is this a throwback?
Yeah, and
is this
also,
a vinyl?
It's not passive. It's not like you're dropping the needle on Percy Faith. This is not
right.
background music.
Exactly, exactly. The point of this letter, thanks for the best Christmas gift I've ever gotten. I love this guy. I will continue to love you guys long time. And if you ever need a 51-year-old intern, I'm your guy. Joey Parsons, Hollywood, USA.
Yeah,
that
Joey.
That is a
well
letter.
Done.
We will take a break when we come back. I got a little story about something that's going to make the boys real happy. There's something going on here. You know what? Take that morning drive, early morning. Listen to the local morning radio. You never know what you're going to find. I'm excited. We'll be right back, everybody. Blow it in your face.
You already know that when you purchase the TMOS Bonus Show Yearly Package, that you're getting 365 days of access to our very best premium content. But what you don't know is that your purchase also helps provide hope to society's most vulnerable class, interns. Meet Michael McIntosh.
I'm thinking full bush.
Raised on Flint County mineral water and Chinese toy paints, Mac developed a tragic social disorder that has forced him to remain in captivity for his whole life.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I'm mixed feelings. Not letting the anxiety stand in the way.
He's so brave.
For only 19 cents a day, less than the price of a stick of organic chewing gum, you can help provide sanctuary for Mac and others like him, a sanctuary where we can mold their doughy little minds into something beautiful.
We get it.
The Michael Mara Bonus Show. If not for us, do it for them.
Thank you. Okay.
Hey, Matt Bloom, everybody. Matt
Thank
Bloom.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's did Matt Bloom write that one? Or
wrote
what?
It and voiced it.
That's Pony?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my
well
God!
Well done.
It arrived well done. Fully formed in my bread basket. I
That's
was so delighted.
Sad. Yeah. Made me actually, hey Pony, it actually made me feel sorry for Mac a little bit there for just about a half second.
Just a little.
Not me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. There is nothing better than handing someone your card. It's a classy move. It makes a dynamite first impression, and this Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Carla, what can you say about Vistaprint? Excellent. Thank you, baby. Appreciate it. Want to come in and do a Vistaprint commercial with me? Here, look, I got your seat right here. Come here.
Oh, co-host.
Oh, come on. I know you're busy. Come on, give me.
Come on
in here.
We're
feeding the family here, Carla. Come on, pop in.
Yeah.
Just a second. Please, please.
Team player
for the family.
Team player.
Sports bra.
Stop it.
Bra.
How dare you?
No, not sports bra.
Sorry.
Here, lean in camera. See? You.
Oh, she looks beautiful, Mike.
She really does.
You lucky dog. I feel much better. Thank you for asking, Carla. Good. Appreciate that.
Vistaprint is fantastic, and we love Vistaprint. Where do people need to go to get their 500 business cards for just $9.99, Carla?
It says you need to go to VistaprintDOT.com.
Thank you. Okay, get out of here. She did that to bust my balls. That's great. I don't get enough from them. Thank you. Okay. Vistaprint, nothing beats their business cards. God. She gave me more hard time about that than anything. DOT.com. Yes.
That's going to be good when you're in the car with her today. Where is Standish, Maine?
Standish, Maine? It's where everybody dresses in pilgrims out
there. This is from Standish, Maine. I want to say hi to Jason Stokes, the owner of Straight Line Appraisal Incorporated. Beautiful, clean look on this card. He designed this with two sides, and it's quality real estate appraisals since 1996. Straight Line Appraisal, but the card is beautiful.
Perfect.
I'm looking up Standish, Maine right now. Okay. I want to spotlight that because I don't know where it is. Let me see. It's a Cumberland County, Maine.
Yeah.
Population 10,000 or so. And I'm trying to think where that is. I want to see it on a map. I mean, come on now, show me the map there. Standish.
Show me
that.
A
head trimmer.
No, I'm sorry, sir.
Trimmer.
It's not in Maine.
Oh, okay.
It's not in Maine.
No.
Must be.
It's not in Maine.
Standish, California.
Thank you very much. Vistaprint.com. Create your own custom card. Remember the deal. 500 business cards, $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. We love Vistaprint. You're going to love it, too.
Great stuff.
I really want to see where it is. I want to see. Hold on.
I'll look it up, Mike. You do the show.
No. You do the show. I'll look it up. Let me have fun. Come on. I'm looking it up right now. I just want to look at a map. That's all I want is a map. When you put in a town, give me a map. That's all I ask for, okay?
And he's very map-centric today because he's taking a trip. He's driving
the
today.
The town of Standish, Maine, Mike. I've got it here.
Yes?
And it is...
Don't tell him. Let him find
it. Let him find it.
You're going to look on a map and you're going to get a different perspective than I do. So I want to actually...
Do you know where the Lower Bay is and the Jordan Bay?
No, that's probably down south. If I'm not mistaken, that's probably down.
Well, welcome to Maine, everybody. Right, we're in Standish, Maine, down south.
Not that kind of south. No.
Can I get you some iced tea?
It's west of Portland.
Yeah. Okay. So it's southern Maine.
Okay.
Southern
Maine.
Thank you very much.
Not down east Maine.
No.
Long way to go. Long way to go for that. And
we know.
It's going to be frigid this weekend. We're leaving Maine today.
What is your high temperature? They're calling for They're saying a bracing cold wave is going to hit D.C. with temperatures near 30. That's barely freezing.
It was pretty cold.
It's 28 degrees today. It's 28 degrees today, so it's not that cold up
here.
These
degrees.
But it's going to be like below six to 10 above by Sunday. That's what it's
going to
be.
That is going to ruin Wango Tango this year if you want to stop by and see Outkast.
Rob is doing a Rick Dees bit. And,
I love it.
Rigdon Dees. Do you know he was available for an interview? Did you know that, Rob?
I saw that. I thought that was really sad because do you know what he was plugging? A cookbook.
A Rick Dees cookbook?
Yeah.
Couldn't bring myself to get him on the show. Didn't want to do that. Leah Remini? Yes, absolutely. Yes.
We've reached out, waiting to hear back from her management, but yes.
Yeah, that'll happen. Thank you. Okay, so looking forward to that. That won't happen.
I've been watching her Scientology episodes.
I think she might associate us with the time she was, you know, when we had her and the relationship with her on the show, we were, she was, you know, deep into the whole Scientology
thing. But if she's into new beginnings, maybe this is the time to do it.
Who knows? I'd love to get her on the show. So I'm driving along today, and a commercial comes on the local radio here. And I almost pulled the car over because I was so stunned by what I heard.
Yeah.
Guess who's teaching a seminar up here?
Oh, okay, first, let me ask one question that will help me to form my answer.
You'll get it. Carla got it very quickly. You'll do the same.
Where is the seminar being hosted? What facility? Is it a college?
Don't know.
Okay. Is it a Maine guy? Like a guy that you would associate with Maine?
No.
Is it...
I love it when you ask a question like that because when I answer it, it throws you completely...
Is it someone from the cooking world?
No.
Is it someone from the world of show business?
Yes.
Ah, is it a
definitely?
Is it
big
a
time
comic?
I think that there's comedy in it. I can guarantee you there's comedy in
like a comedy workshop.
Is it an is it an older guy?
A comedy workshop. No,
because I was thinking, you know, Jerry's doing anything for money now.
Nope.
So it's not Jerry.
I believe it's going to happen somewhere locally up here. I didn't get the location.
Who's big in Maine, Rob?
Yeah, there is a great. If you think about that question,
who's popular in Maine?
If you think about that question that Oscar just asked, you might be able to narrow
who's
it down.
Who's big in Maine?
Does this comedic performer host a lumberjack show?
Rob Spiewak, congratulations.
What?
Yes.
What?
Timbertina.
Whoa!
A seminar?
Do you have the yo-ho?
I do have the yo-ho.
Oh, Timbertina is teaching a seminar up here on how to operate a chainsaw for women. That is what she is doing.
I thought she was going to teach a cougar seminar.
Yeah.
No, she is teaching a seminar on operating a chainsaw for women. My God, if we had another week, Carla would be whisked off to that. I would be getting Carla to learn how
she
to
could,
operate the chainsaw.
She could do a seminar on how to get kicked off Survivor on the first week.
That now she was on Survivor
one week.
The whole gang when we were up here in Maine at one point. We all went to the
God,
Maine
that's hot.
Lumberjack show. And you know, I guess I was wondering. I drove by it. It's all, you know, it's all shuttered up. You asked me the other day, is it open? No, of course nothing's open up here right now. So they summertime they give the big lumberjack show with Timbertina, and Timbertina is actually giving a seminar on how to operate you know, chainsaws and clear your own timber. And,
I do believe that Rob Ford and I were the only ones that stayed till the conclusion of the Timbertina show. Most of the people filtered out, but it was a beer fueled
appointment.
Yeah,
I
you
had
did
an appointment that I had to leave.
It was an urgent appointment, but it was a beer fueled choice. Last minute, we were at Ruth and Wimpy's, I think.
Yeah,
having dinner outside.
We found the show,
and
that
we
was
all
right around the corner.
We were all Googling like crazy. Mm-hmm. Mike, we first spotted it when we were out shopping for Orlocks.
It was wonderful.
I wouldn't mind learning how to use a chainsaw. I think that's important.
Yeah,
I can teach you. I can teach you how to do that.
Yeah,
I can actually, yeah, of course.
Where did you learn?
I cut timber up here for probably two or three summers. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought back then they mostly used axes.
I can teach you how to notch a tree and bring it down, no matter how big it is.
Wow.
I can teach you how to do
what
that.
Is notching a tree?
Notch a tree is when you bring a like a pine tree down, say a leaner or a pine tree that is dead or a tree that is threatening a property. You actually notch it on one side and you cut the notch in it, and then you actually cut the straight line across on the other side above the notch, and whatever way you notch your tree is the direction that the tree will fall.
And
that's the way.
And this entire time when you would talk about laying lumber, I thought you were laying lumber.
No, no, not the case at all. I will tell you, I did it, but it wouldn't be me if I didn't screw up. I'm talking a long time
ago. The Kittner boy?
You don't open up a tree and have a child fall out.
No, what happened was they had ice storms back in the day. They had a bad one up here. And I was up here one summer, and I'll never forget. The worst part of it, I remember what the worst part of working in the woods up here in the summer, mosquitoes. The worst.
Yeah.
The all-time worst. But, you know, I was around the area up here. You've seen the pine trees up here. There's no shortage of them. And a lot of people had bad trees that needed to be cleared on their property. And I was up there doing it by myself and with my cousin a few times. And I'll never forget, I had this little home light chainsaw that my dad's gas chainsaw that my dad had, and we brought it up here because we knew we were going to have to do this. And I'm sitting there, and what you do is you notch a tree on one side, and then you bring the saw in on the other, and it causes the tree to fall away from you.
Okay.
Now, whether it's right or left, you always want to make sure the tree
is going
in that
I'm looking up how you do
direction.
This. How do you know where it's going to fall?
Well, you have to figure out the best way, and that's what you aim
angle
for.
It. You angle it, and you actually angle it with the notch, and that's the way it goes. So I'm sitting there, and I cut the notch, and I cut the notch improperly. And when I say improperly, it meant that I didn't either notch it deep enough or I didn't notch it high enough or wherever. And I'm bringing the chainsaw across the top and it's going, and suddenly I hear this sound. Okay. I hear, the saw stops because it's being pinched. And the reason it's being pinched is I look straight up because the tree is falling backwards. On me.
Oh, my
and
God.
And that's also a tribute to the Homelite Corporation, because when I dove out of the way and this tree came crashing down next to me, it could have killed me, but it probably would have just broken a couple of bones.
Sure.
But I jumped out of the way, and this thing came straight down on the Homelite, broke the little handle, and that was it. The saw started up again. The saw actually started.
We went in,
I remember it was like a black-handled saw, and we went into like a used parts store, and it had this little red end to the handle where we repaired it and screwed it together, and I used it for the rest of the summer. But yes, I have
those days are gone where you can buy parts. You can't buy parts.
Cousin Billy or Cousin Teddy?
Cousin Billy. Cousin Billy was out here. Cousin Teddy had probably of family jobs the all-time most dangerous job of all. If you guys remember, when you came up here, I think it was still here, the old Bucksport Bridge up here in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
It was that.
Oh, you know what it was?
Bridge.
Yeah.
They had just finished the bridge that bypassed it, but we saw the bridge.
And you looked at it. Something from the Mothman prophecy.
Exactly. Bunny Man was going to come out from under it. Yeah.
Guess who painted it?
He didn't.
Cousin Teddy painted
that
bridge?
One summer, my cousin Teddy worked in a paint crew on the bridge, and the claim to fame with this, no nets below them. And when they asked the foreman about him, he said, oh, they're just hippies.
Wow.
Actually suspended from that bridge doing paintwork.
Whoa.
Yeah, how high up?
That's the big winner. Who's the big winner
in the dive,
you
fall.
Job?
Okay. Oh, yeah. High up.
Well, tell Teddy the last time I saw it, it looked like crap. So he might have wanted to use a second coat.
It was kind of a standard
cheap
procedure
paint.
In my household with the parents, as far as the boys in the family.
Yeah.
How would I describe their encouragement to get us to work in these kind of jobs during the summer? Oh, it's very simple. We come into the kitchen and they'd point at the door and go, out. That's the way
out.
That would go. Out.
Work.
Do it. Yeah. Hey, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to cut down some trees, and then why don't you go work tobacco when you're 15 years old, Mike? That'll teach you to be a man. They'll give you wedgies. But anyway,
you know what
fun.
You could have done, Mike? It would have been a good job, and you could have really cornered the market. You should have put radios out in the tobacco fields. That way the raccoons would have left it alone.
Hi, everybody. We'll take a break. It's Parenting 101 with Rob Spiewak, and we will discuss his daughter's birthday. And
yes.
The only thing I saw online was... I'm 16, bitches.
That's it.
She actually put that on her cake.
Wow.
I don't think Rob was thrilled, but Carrie seemed happy about it. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
And Nikki Diamond is like the hair of the dog after a night out with the Hell's Angels.
Fantasy guy in the know.
The playoffs are just around the corner. There's only one place to get the best football analysis
from the prognosticator of Pahrump
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Best show on the network.
Brought to you by Pond World,
where you'll be treated like a king.
Follow Nikki on Facebook at Nikki D. Light 'em up.
Nikki Diamond, light 'em up!
That's Nikki Diamond.
Love
him. He'll be on the show tomorrow when I'm not here. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Are you all set for the new year? Do you have your ducks in a row? Do they teach you that here? Did you remember
Brad.
To order your bonus package? Well, let's do a Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay, right? Good.
You know, if you order the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package, you will no longer have to say, no shirts, no shoes. No dies.
Hey, I know you want to order the show, sir. The form is here somewhere. Just give me a minute.
Say, for example, you were inclined to purchase the bonus show package today.
Yes.
You would hear this week's bonus show, and you would probably be as thrilled as both Rob and Oscar were to find out a little something about your boy, Mike. something that I have probably held back due to the statute of limitations, and it's a revelation on something that I witnessed when I was a younger disc jockey. So there's the tease. Get your bonus package. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages, okay? It sounded like Lewis Black there. When you subscribe, you'll get an extra year up from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, of course you do. It's entertainment. Click the bonus banner and get it done. Make 2017 the best year ever for everybody. The TMOS bonus package. Order it now and move your fingers nervously around.
He is an angry man, isn't he?
One of the best. He's working great today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob Spiewak, so much going on during the holidays.
Yeah, busy.
You live for your downtime. You live for your holidays. You live for Christmas trees and old fashions and family and friends and booze and presents, and nobody does it better. In many ways, I look at that and I envy you, because you have you have such a tradition, a series of traditions, lots going on. One of the traditions is during the holidays, your oldest daughter has a birthday.
Yeah, she was born on the 18th, 1 week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And as a rule, that sucks. Not because, and people say, oh, do people try to combine presents? No, it's always sucked because ever since she's wanted to do a birthday party, the week before Christmas is slammed.
Yeah,
you can't get anyone to come to a party. So what we did is we said, Julia, would it be okay if we postponed your party to the 28th? When everyone's back in town and it's a little less hectic, and we can have your party at the house. And she said,
The 8th of January.
28th of
June. Oh, the 28th
December,
of June.
Of December. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So she said that would work, and she sent out the invitations, and she actually got yeses from 17 people, which is a pretty big get together.
Whoa.
And so.
Hey, Miss Popular.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she'll tell you that she doesn't have any friends, but anytime you see her in a crowd, she lights up. She is a.
Is she now her circle of friends? Are they categorizable? Can you put them into the group?
Like hippies,
theater
tweakers,
kids?
No, there's a good
druggies.
Mix of theater kids.
Druggies.
Yeah, a lot of kids on hard drugs. The most expensive thing at the party was all the Molly I had to buy.
But God, that's terrible.
It was. I would say it's a good mix of theater kids, but also
kids,
popular.
We got some pigs in a blanket over here, and the opiates are upstairs.
Sportos.
Not a lot of jocks, but some cheerleaders. Some student government and some
on your Facebook.
All right, calm down. That's too young.
Relax. But anyway, it's
a family.
A good mix. There was a couple guys that came. One was fabulous.
Hey. How you doing? Hey, Mr. Spiewak, how you doing? I'm Julia's
Whites,
friend.
Blacks, Hispanics.
Oh, a nice mix. Everybody
was there. Well, the voices have changed, right, at 16. It's at 13 it would be, hello, Mr. Spiewak.
Well, actually, at 16 you occasionally get, could you bring down more of the seven-layer dip? And that's just the girls. But but it was a good get-together. But that day was the day that weeks out, my dad and I had agreed. My dad has a brother who is in a nursing home, and we went to visit him. He's in Charlottesville, and his son and his grandkids. He has three grandkids, two of which I had never met. So I got to meet two of my cousins that day. What a great day to drive down with my dad and spend the time with my uncle and have a great visit with him. On the way back is when I get the text from Carrie and says, Julia picked out her birthday cake, and it's a standard Target piece of crap birthday cake, but what's
generic cake? Yeah. Now, do you prefer the home baked cake?
I hate store bought cake.
Oh,
I
see, think Carla and I love it. I like the cheap, you know, the
you
plain
love that
white
bad icing.
Robbins.
Yeah, like the bad
ice cream cake.
I like
the
store bought. You can get it at Walmart.
Patio Cripply.
Yeah, Patio Cripply. That's great. Well, she picked out like the size of the cake,
standard.
But she did the decorating herself.
The
right?
decorating was actually written at Target. They got the baker lady to write on the cake in black icing, thick, bold letters, and I saw this on my phone as I'm driving home where I have no control over it. Carrie sends it to me, and it says, I'm 16, bitches.
No.
And then Carrie says, isn't that great?
So,
and I wrote back, nope.
Let's talk about this.
Please, let's.
Okay, so is... I'm just trying to put myself as the father of a couple of daughters
also,
and now a young son.
Also, it was grammatically wrong on top of it because there was no comma. So what Julia was saying is that she was actually 16 bitches.
I'm 16 bitches.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean,
but that was a listener on Facebook that probably hipped us all to that.
No,
to be honest,
I picked up on it right away.
Did you
pick up
on that?
Of course.
As well?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the thing. So. You nip that in the bud, right? I mean,
there's no way to nip it. The cake was purchased.
But that's all on your wife, correct?
She's
buying the cake.
Yeah.
She's standing next to, I mean, she's saying to someone, you have to stand at a counter and say, what do you want on your cake? I'm 16 bitches.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some bakeries wouldn't do it.
I guarantee you some wouldn't. And also, I would have not allowed it. I mean, it's funny, I suppose. It's funnier for someone.
It was funny for grownups. It was funny. And then when you reflect, or you're having mommies drop off kids or whatever,
yes,
when you're in that circumstance.
Because if you know the kids, you don't always know the parents.
So let me ask this. We've established, and we will hear more on the, was it the bonus show where we talked about it?
Yes.
It was Carrie's texting and, mm-hmm. And that time. So we said, what was Carrie?
No, it was yesterday's show. She wasn't.
Okay.
So she was sober when she said okay to this.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
was she like alcohol fueled during the entire holiday? Was she just like lit the whole
No, and you know, the thing
is
we paint an unfair picture. Carrie doesn't drink that much, but when she drinks, she means it.
Okay.
She goes out and she makes it happen. But she was sober for this.
I've never been aware during your discussions of your family of you've talked about Carrie doing a lot of napping.
Yes.
But you haven't really talked about I think you've alluded to the fact that she's the hammer in the relationship, that you kind of do your thing. You can be a disciplinarian, but the discipline is normally left up
really
to your wife.
Quite the opposite. She's the
softer
touch. Oh, really?
You're the disciplinarian.
She's the softer touch.
I thought there was no discipline, and it was all soft touch. This is why all of this happens.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, is that true, too? I mean, do you think that...
No, I'm just going to let it go.
Look at your brother. Look at your brother.
No, I don't want to look at him.
Who throws that out, puts his hands up in the air like, I've insulted everybody. Now I'm going to sit back.
Now
I'm
going to sit back. Yeah, you know what he did? He set up the game mousetrap. Let's see what happens.
So this is, all right, I'll let you go after I say my
piece. When kids are properly raised, Oscar, they don't require a lot of discipline.
Ah.
This is something where you're standing at the counter. You said, no, absolutely not. That's it.
Well,
that's me.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I say, absolutely not. There's no argument. There's no, you're not putting profanity.
They cut
on
each other off
where you're
on the knee at the knees all the time, Mike. Because I remember when Julia wanted purple hair, Rob said no. She got purple hair with her mother.
Yeah, now it's blue.
Well, does
now
Carrie blue. Pull that? Does Carrie undermine you on that a lot?
No,
does
but what Carrie actually put a pretty good explanation on it. She says, if you really oppose it, I said, I really do. She said, if you prevent it, you make it all the more desirable for her to somehow get it done and make it be a tool against you.
Crap.
BS.
Absolute
BS.
Really?
Yeah, I would tell her that. I would say no, that's just that. Inappropriate is inappropriate for that type of situation.
But you know what? Purple hair is not like, she's not.
No, I'm not talking about purple hair. I'm talking about the cake. Well, no, I'm not talking about the hair.
The cake was a misstep.
How do you feel about teenage pregnancy?
Let's get back to the cake.
I wish I could have caused some when I was a teenager.
You're against the cake. You're against the cake. But
yeah.
You're not so against it. Did the cake go public?
The cake went public and the cake was popular and it was embraced by the parents of Leesburg. I got positive stuff on Facebook. And I'm thinking,
the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
Truly didn't see it coming.
No discipline.
I'm 16.
Waka, waka, waka.
No.
Put your fucking arm away.
But the thing is, do you really think it was embraced?
I do.
Or do you think
it was,
do you think people
secretly
were being
mocked.
Polite?
Secretly
I know.
Mocked.
I think that it was embraced. I mean, the parents that we tend to run with are pretty progressive and pretty cool and
loosey-goosey.
A little loosey-goosey, but you know what? Good kids and good parents, and I got no throwback.
Were you
from
embarrassed
it.
At all?
I was not embarrassed after the fact. Shut up, Oscar. I'm talking to Mike.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, I know you are. You always do. I was embarrassed when I first saw it, disappointed that Carrie let it happen,
right.
But sort of, I guess the word would be ambivalent when there was no fallout. I was shocked.
I'd be the same way if I had
I would
to,
be very surprised. I would be surprised if I went to another kid's house and I saw it. I would not have embraced it the way the other parents did.
Right. If you went to another house, the reaction would be, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Was that the reaction a little bit? Was everybody kind of like, okay.
Yeah, there was some of that, but then there was.
Nobody wanted to linger on it, right?
The most common flavor of the comment was, wow, I love that girl.
Okay.
I guess sort of free spirit, I guess.
Well, Oscar, why you have that look on your face?
Don't bring him into it.
The I love that girl comment, if that's the most, that comment isn't necessarily endorsing. That is a backhanded compliment without complimenting you. They're like, oh, she's such a free spirit. She went and got her own cake.
I said free spirit. They did not say free spirit. They exclaimed that they loved that girl.
She's got quite the personality. She gets to do whatever she wants in her house because she runs it.
Okay. That's good. You know what about the house that she runs? It's wider than this. It was purchased with some common sense. It fits all my stuff. It's fantastic.
These are all true.
And I'm so in a happy relationship with my wife.
So she had a good birthday.
She had a wonderful birthday until one of the people at the party, as I said, there were 17 people at the party, wasn't feeling that well. Not flu-like symptoms, but not feeling that well when all was said and done. By the evening of the next day, 9 of the 17 people at Julia's party had contracted stomach flu.
Oh,
to a point
no. Stomach flu or food poisoning?
Not food poisoning because...
Are you sure?
Mike, can I finish?
Why are you mad at Mike?
4 of them went to the hospital because they couldn't hold down fluids, and yes, it was flu, not food poisoning.
That's why. That's because the person that was putting the icing on that cake was going, oh, that's disgusting.
I say, why are you using brown icing? But
so
everyone got sick. Now that Julia has get-togethers and she's 16, I totally excuse myself from them. I don't want to be the parent that is the cool parent or the funny parent or the a-hole parent. I don't even want to be any part of it. So I never even went to the basement. So I dodged this illness. Actually, everyone in our house did. I don't know how, but none of us got sick. But I did. There was one girl that was so miserable.
That came to your home, including parents, got sick?
No, 9 of the 17 attendees
kids?
Got sick. Yeah, oh, no parents right. got sick. But one of them...
I've got hepatitis, bitches.
Bonnie's daughter actually
Rainbow
missed out
party.
On her own birthday because of the trip to the emergency room. So I apologize.
They went to the ER?
4 of the kids went to the ER. And so I apologize.
Did you do any kind of recon on the food that was served?
Mike, it was flu because the doctors said it was flu. They were at the emergency room.
Yeah, but
were
who was
vomiting?
Patient zero?
Yes.
Who was patient zero?
Vomiting and diarrhea.
And when I apologized to Bonnie, who is the mother of one of the girls, she said, no need to apologize. The girls had a good time. Julia's party was the talk of the emergency room.
I bet it was.
They were in beds, and I got the statistics. They were in beds 2, 4, 5, and 7 were people that went to Julia's party.
Did Julia get sick?
Nope. No one in my household got sick.
Man.
So I can hear those conversations in the neighborhood.
Call the CDC.
And you know what? After that is being said, I guess the word bitch doesn't carry that much weight, does it? Because I'm just out there trying to kill children.
Oh my God, wow. No, I'm just thinking about, you know, your daughter puts something inappropriate on her cake and then everybody gets a deathly gets
a little
illness
suspicious.
That sends them to the ER. I may be having a conversation when you guys aren't around about the Spiewax when I get together with the social group.
Wouldn't be just the first it. Time. Wouldn't just, be the first time. But I know the cake was fine because the next day I ate about half of it. All the while saying, this sucks.
And did you eat any of the other food what was the other food served?
Pizza.
Let's see. We did have pizza rolls. I did not try those.
Hold on. Pizza rolls?
Yeah, like the
Tostinos.
The little guys, the little things.
Salmonella product, possibly.
Sure.
Possibly.
Possibly with that.
Any cheese?
Mozzarella sticks.
Ooh. Mozzarella sticks.
And I had those, so there's no poison in there.
Okay.
So you ate the pizza rolls and the mozzarella sticks?
I did not have any pizza rolls, no.
Okay.
What else?
There was a veggie platter.
Oh, man.
I ate from that.
You ate from everything.
Yeah, right. I did. let's see. Oh, the 7-layer dip? Which was destroyed, but everyone ate that, so it's not that.
Who made the 7-layer dip, or did you buy it in the store?
I bought it. There was a roadside stand.
Okay, he's not going to give me a straight answer.
No, it was a Carrie made it from scratch. Carrie made that, so it's fine.
So it was rotavirus that everybody got.
Probably, yeah.
Like you get on a cruise ship.
It was named after Valerie Harper.
A rotavirus, I'd say.
So
what's the total of kids that got deathly ill?
Is it 9. Is it E. coli or stomach flu?
It was stomach flu, as determined by the doctors in the emergency room.
Well, stomach flu is a general term for it can be rotavirus. It can be, a stomach flu is rotavirus, which you contract by poorly prepared food.
Thank you. Well, Mike, what can you expect from Carrie? The poor girl is drunk.
Constantly loaded.
Yeah.
Just giving you
it's anything time. I can do, Mike, to keep her from driving for the safety of her and others.
Okay. Where am I going to put these pizza rolls? Oh, they'll stop licking them, Linus.
Honey, go to the kitchen and make dip. Stay away from the children. Please.
All in all, how would you rate the holiday party, birthday party for your daughter on the scale?
Oh, for my daughter, it was a 10. For nine of the 17 attendees, much lower.
Good Lord. Wow. Oh, man. They'll never remember that one. They'll never forget that one. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back. More fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Mara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, Amazon, the new year is here. Continue to shop through our portal. The Amazon page is the best way to support this show. Amazon.com has everything you need, doesn't cost you any extra, and it is a wonderful way to support all of us here at TMOS. If you need it or want it, they've got it at Amazon. They've got birthday cakes. They've got, medicine for stomach flu. They'll bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to the show. I have to go back to it. I might forego my news just to discuss with you.
All right, well, let's talk.
So, because you're... Sometimes I think that you are blessed because you don't have one shred of concern for... happening. I mean, sometimes
that is so untrue.
If you're telling me the truth,
that is not the truth.
If you are telling me the truth that nine kids or seven out of nine kids got deathly ill to the point of going to the ER,
one thing you need to know
after that you had the 16 bitches cake, then I just think it's kind of I think you're painting a rosier picture than you had.
You don't know
when you heard this.
You don't know that
were you freaked out when you heard that?
Yes, and now listen to what I have to tell you is that there has been a tremendous flu virus going around the DC area the entire week. So this happening, any sort of illness like this happening during that week is not uncalled for. It is not surprising. The fact that you had 17 kids in one room, if one person was a carrier, if nine people got it, that is not surprising.
And the fact that it happened, discussion about foodborne.
Yes. But it was determined by the doctors at the ER that it was not foodborne, that it was a virus. And
well, how long did it take to do that? I mean, obviously, they were sick prior
to getting I know the mothers of these kids, so I spoke to them when they were at the ER. And they
what
got
was
them
happening in the basement that they all got this virus?
There was lots of kissing games and f***ing.
Oh, God! Stop that. Stop. Oh. Calm down. Now, that's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. Mm. No,
but with Oscar, sometimes you have to fish with dynamite to shut him up.
No, sometimes you like to, you know, you like to kind of do the opposite of what a lot of, you kind of paint
now
a nice
who's
picture.
Going too far?
Oh, I painted a nice picture of it, and I was like, it sounds and the concern like a disaster. It sounds like a disaster.
And the concern was, I actually started doing the math. I said, okay, if there's been carriers in this house, am I going to be okay for Monday's show? And I separated the kids. I said, Julia, Robert, maybe you guys stay in separate rooms today. And I kept away from everybody.
How soon after the party did you get the first call? Did a mother call and say so-and-so got sick?
I believe Carrie
check
got a
your
call.
Check your food or something like that?
No, I there was never a check your food situation.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't make the call to Carrie. Oh, you and that record. All the kids are fine, and you know what? Nothing bad has ever happened to you either. So it just happens sometimes.
Things happen to me. Excuse me, Things happen. Things happen bad to me all the time. The difference between you and me is I come in and lay it all out there about how horrible it is that I had a horrible.
I said that it was horrible. I said it was horrible.
You had an outbreak in your house, and you're not calling it an outbreak.
No. The doctor said it was a flu. Everything was fine. Then we moved past it, and I just had to go back to it because I said that.
But all the kids are okay now. This was two weeks ago.
Don't you feel responsible?
I don't feel responsible.
It's just when I play this song, it's like I'm envious because I say sometimes it's like it didn't sound like it was that big a deal. And in my house, it would have been a massive deal.
Yeah. We found out about it the day after, probably noon, when the people started contracting the illness. And to me, it was clearly defined that it was not a foodborne illness. Otherwise, we would have heard this is food poisoning.
I would have lost sleep at night. I would have gone through my trash and saved food and maybe had them analyze. It would have freaked me out that much. That's the difference.
How clean is your house, B-Wack?
You don't do that. You have that. Embrace it. The fact that you don't do that. You don't sweat that stuff.
You would analyze food. What, you go to like Quincy and have him analyze it at a laboratory?
I would be freaked out. Like gut, it's why I will probably die earlier than you are.
Now
I would be freaked out, and I'm pointing out as far your personality, as far as being freaked out,
we did throw away all the food.
Listen, you would freak out if it was your kids.
No, I would freak out. I would do that. I would handle it the exact same way. And as far as freaking out about the food, all of the food that anybody touched was thrown out because not because it was tainted, but because kids with flu were touching it.
Just in case.
You don't know 100% that it wasn't something.
Nor do I know 100% that it wasn't.
Or 100%
So what I did was that I worked with what was most likely. I cleaned up the room. We Lysoled the room. We vacuumed the room. We threw away all the food. We washed our hands, and we hoped for the best.
Stop yelling. It sounds like it was horrible.
The fact that they got sick? Yes, it was horrible.
And what did I get from your story? I got from your story, everybody said they loved Julia, and that's all I got. I'm saying it sounds
Well, you're taking stuff out of sequence.
When people go to the ER,
yes.
I would lead with the ER story. Well, I would lead with that.
I came back to it. I wanted to have a punchline.
Started with the 16 bitches, but that's just
crazy.
But
the thing is you took that out of order. When I said kids love Julia, you said, how was her, what was the group like that arrived?
Right.
And I said, she's not extremely popular if you ask her, but yes, she is well-liked. That's when it was said. You know what? I haven't stuck my finger in the water since she's made these children go to the hospital. Maybe she's not as popular, but I don't know.
No, I'm not looking for that. I'm just saying I'm looking for the fact that I would be... oh my God. I can't imagine how horrible that would be. It'd be a horrible weekend.
Kids went
to the ER after being in our home. That would freak my ass out.
Restaurant doors would shutter if this happened at any public establishment.
The CDC would shut you down. If you had a restaurant and the same thing happened, he's absolutely right. They would say, hold it, shut it down, let's bring it in here. And meanwhile, you're over there going, no, everybody's fine. They had the flu.
Come in for the brunch.
And that's where I'm jealous of you because you don't.
Don't be jealous.
I spend all of my time, Rob Spiewak, listen to me.
All right.
It's the difference between you and me. I spend all of my time in a constant state of fatalism and worry, constantly thinking the worst possible scenario. You are not burdened by that, and you know that's true. You don't. You are
survival skill, perhaps.
You compartmentalize like no other MF-er I've ever known, where you can sit there and go. Now, you get when you're personally attacked, you can get angry like right now. But otherwise, it's like, boop. La la la, and that's cool. And that's the way you roll.
Perhaps one of the reasons is I found out about the hospitalizations after they were discharged. Right. So it's not like I had a chance to go. Well, don't you think?
What about exit interviews?
What if you found someone that said, "Oh yeah, I had cancer"? You're not as worried about someone who says, yes, I have cancer.
He's going to play the cancer card.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to play a cancer card. All right. What about someone who said, "I had hepatitis"? Okay, right. That's different than someone that says, I have hepatitis.
B or C? Which one?
Oscar, you know what? You're lucky I don't carry a knife. You'd be in a hospital.
No, You got that? I got F you. He told me F you. That's what he said. I am telling you that you're able to deal with stuff. And you know what? You're going to live a long life and blissfully.
Not if I carry cooking.
Of other people's opinions.
Did you ask the kids what went down in the basement that caused this outbreak? Because 7 minutes in heaven's pretty big at 16.
Now, what is that?
When you get in the closet and you make out.
Were there boys and girls?
There was, I believe, three boys. And
boys. Did any of the boys go to the ER?
Quite the ratio.
No.
Okay. None of the boys went to the ER. All right.
No.
Well, you know, it's a different world now.
Oh, stop it. Okay. So what my point is somebody raising their hand down there? Is Miss Ashley raising
her
hand?
Yeah, she was just raising her hand. Different world.
She's just spastically gesturing.
Okay. So what's she doing? Ashley, sit tight. What are you doing? You're jumping around like a jumping bean down there. You're right.
Well, she's excited. She's enjoying the show. She likes seeing Rob get murdered.
That's what I'm not trying to murder Rob. I just sometimes get so frustrated because it's just like, everybody said they loved it. It was a nice cake. And everybody, and then, by the way, seven people went to the ER. It's just kind of strange.
You
to me
led
the
with
way.
The cake story, and I knew I was going to get to the ER. I told you that there was medical issues at this party.
You're not worried at all that maybe some of the neighbors might be beating copays. Me up over that party.
Pay what? My copay.
Some of the neighbors. Oh, Oscar, I'm sorry. You done yet?
Sorry.
All right. What am I worried about? What about the neighbors? I didn't hear
don't
you.
Don't worry about
it. No, because the.
No, I'll play the song you hate. I'll play
no,
the
No, don't play that song. I don't like that song.
Lucky everything's happy. Everything's good. Everything's nice. Everything's fine. Everything's just fine. That's the type of thing. By the way, you've been married how many years?
20.
You're going to be married 40 because because stuff like this, you and your bride, you know, you don't sweat it. That's a great way to be. I wish that I had 50% of that. I'd give anything to be like you that way. I get mad at it, but I'd love to be that way. So does that make any sense to you?
It does, although I feel, you know, it's just a weird thing that I guess I do focus on the positive. I don't know if it's a survival mechanism or it comes from coming.
Yeah, you got that little Bolivian bastard over there and me beating each other's brains out every day. And, you're in here like that. And then, it's part of the world. It's the way the
world
works.
That's probably why this dynamic works so well.
Yes.
Because if there was three of us
there were three type A's, it would be very, very
uncomfortable. It wouldn't
work that well.
Yeah, it
would be very, very
difficult. And he comes from
today.
A broken home, right?
Oh, don't play the broken home card.
He's probably had to deal with that a lot.
And then they brought out a cake that said 16 bitches. And then everyone went to the ER. Yeah, well, I'm not going back next year.
Yeah, you that's know what? Well, Mike, you missed
kind of, that would be playing. That loop would be in my brain 24/7. That's what I would be playing in my head.
You missed the end of it. Says, well, what do you expect? He's a disc jockey. And we can all relate to that.
I'd go there daily. Yeah. I'd go there. You know, we're all insecure about that. But anyway, take a break. You've got the audio vault coming and abbreviated audio vault. Just had to express that, Rob, or otherwise I'd be driving to Boston today. My head would explode. That's the way that would
roll. Don't eat any mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, the pizza rolls I'm more worried about. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Merritt Show.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey there. This is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookie Show. No, really. Please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Yeah, it's all jealousy, Rob. You just process it that way, and you'll do fine. If you won't get as angry at me if you understand it comes from a jealous part. You could do it.
You could compartmentalize. Yes, you could.
No, Carla broke a train, and I was like, it was the meltdown of the decade. You know, I swear to God. And I got
broke a train.
Yeah, I mean, that's my world. You know, that's my world. You send people to the hospital. It's like, oh, okay, what's for dinner? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. It's the new year, which means a fresh start for your business and a great year. Start with making great hires by posting your job in one place. You can't do it. You got to place it in a bunch of stuff, and that's the way you got to roll. If you want to get your job on all the top job sites, you can with ZipRecruiter. You can jumpstart your hiring in 2017. Post your job to over 200 job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or annoying calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter absolutely free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Make 2017 a great year for you and your company. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and try it for free. That is ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today and get ready to hire the right person and do it fast. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault and go to Chipotle Spiewak right here to find out what's
we have a proper cleaning protocol.
First of all, and I also don't doubt for a second that what you say is true. None of this has to do with the fact that you had like salmonella.
Tainted food. Yeah,
not 100%, but I mean probably overwhelming percentages are in your favor. What I'm saying is that you can move by stuff like that so much better than I would be able to. I'd be out of my mind.
Well, I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if it's a good thing or bad, though.
I would move. I would move.
You know what? I wish you would. I wish you would.
I'd be so embarrassed that my filthy home
don't make it worse.
Such an
He's
outbreak.
Just started to calm down. This is his segment. He's just started to calm down.
No, I don't. You know what? I'd rather hear Oscar's sounds. What is the problem with my house? Is it the working Oscar heat
sounds.
Or the width?
Oscar sounds. This new audio vault in 2017. Temporarily, we will reprise the audio vault with Oscar sounds. Just him going. Go ahead. It's going to be all right.
Bo Bice, Mike. Do you remember Bo Bice?
Bo Bice. I saw him in concert in Tempe, Arizona.
American Idol concert?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I remember he was
proud of it.
Like fourth or fifth season, and I liked calling him.
I gave up for you. I wrote this.
What?
That
all right,
was my
Buzz
news
Burbank.
That I gave,
let
I
it go.
Gave up
you
for
know
you.
What? Would you like to read your kicker?
Yeah,
I wrote it.
Can I read the kicker?
Yeah, because I wrote it.
All right. The kicker wasn't strong. I didn't think the kicker was all that strong, but I'll give it to you.
But I have to mow my lawn.
So focused on making sure, and now a little something, something. This guy was so focused on making sure none of his friends or neighbors found out that he'd been arrested that he inadvertently turned into international news without knowing it. A 43-year-old man named Joseph Talbot from Wayne County in upstate New York was pulled over for drunk driving. He knew that his mugshot and the police report would be in the local paper, The Times of Wayne County, and he didn't want people seeing it. So when the paper came out over the weekend, he went from store to store and bought up all the copies. He spent around $1,250 to buy thousands of copies of the paper. Unfortunately, he forgot this little device that was invented a while ago called the computer.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
The story went viral, and now the world knows that he's a dumbass. That was my kick.
That's like a Flintstones plot. I'm going to buy all the papers.
Exactly.
God.
Stupid.
All right.
Stupid. All right. Go ahead.
So,
audio.
Bo Bice was, I think, season 4, season 5 of American Idol. I used to call him Bob Ice because you could move the letters around. And he was the rocker. He had long hair. And he...
He was slimy,
I thought. Yeah, I thought so, too. But he is obviously, like all reality contestants, he's craving the public spotlight. So he posted a video yesterday claiming reverse racism in an airport because he went to Popeyes and was referred to as that white guy, and he actually is in tears at the end of his video.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I kid
are
you not.
You kidding
Here
me?
Is Bo Bice.
One of the three young ladies behind the corner said, he's already got his, that white boy over there. I don't care if you're Bo Bice, Bo Jackson, or Bo Diddley. When you're walking through that airport, you should be treated the same. And when you've given your money to an establishment, you should be treated the same as anybody. If the tables had been turned and I had used something and been as insensitive as to say something like that, you're talking about that I would be boycotted. There would be people not buying my albums. There would be people coming and picking in at my shows and everything else. And the fact that I've got to sit on TV and come down a notch and look like a petty little brat by tweeting and Facebooking this just to open up dialogue so we can have an adult conversation is ridiculous. In America, you should be ashamed.
What I love is he says that if he were to do that, people would stop buying his albums. So what's the change?
Yeah, but also the whole thing, this is where I come down on this, okay?
Okay.
When you roll and you say white boy, you know, I hear somebody call me white boy, I'd laugh my ass off.
Sure.
I think that was funny. When you put this false equivalence on black boy and white boy, I'm sorry, you can't do it, Bo.
Yeah.
Go back and check your history and how people were treated in America,
Do you remember
Bo.
The civil rights
That's
movement?
Why, yes, thank you, Bo. That's why it ain't a big deal for you to be called white boy, and don't make it the same. And honest to God, if you're sitting there and your chicken doesn't get to you and they said it's the white boy over there, I'd laugh my ass off. I think it would be funny. Come on.
And in his
defense, now, if you go into some place and you say black boy, well, I'm sorry, that was a diminishing term for people in the Deep South and everywhere else in America for years when people were being lynched, you stupid dumbass. Thank you.
But to be fair, he is he's been sort of on shaky ground. He just got over the stomach flu. So
do you get the impression, Rob, that maybe that career is maybe that's where the tears
that
is coming from a little
no,
bit.
That is a guy that used to be in the spotlight, and 10 years later he says, you know what? I liked being in the spotlight. I want to be back in the spotlight.
We can all get behind, though, the po' boy sandwich at Popeye's.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Popeye's.
But not
man,
the white
oh,
boy
man.
Sandwich.
Not the bo' boy.
Oh, boy.
Bo' boy.
Bo' boy. Love that chicken at Popeye's, the new bo' boy sandwich.
Now, I don't know if you have it in your DVR. Match Game came back for its second season last night with Alec Baldwin. Great panel. I believe it was Ice-T on the top left last night. And they said... women, if they got their way, the real name of the song, It's Raining Men, would be It's Raining Blank. And so on this, we get a censored answer and maybe the worst answer ever from the lady on the bottom left who used to be the receptionist on The Office. You'll like this. I think this is a funny tape.
Ice-T, what do you have?
I mean, I thought we were going to be honest on this show. I understand you got kids or something and all the women. It's raining.
I can plug it in, maybe.
What they really want.
Ellie Kemper, where can you
Ellie
take
Kemper.
Us from
All right, I also thought we were being honest, so I got real. I warned you it wasn't catchy. It's not raining men.
Okay.
It's raining government-subsidized tampons.
Literal booze. You hated the show last year. Did you
change
your mind on it
all? I hated it at the beginning, and I think they found their footing. I think it's going to continue to be good, and the writing is it's gotten better. My problem was actually with the first couple episodes, game construction, but they've gotten it back. So okay. they know all what they're doing. And if you know what, and that show has always been the same. If you have a good panel, you'll have a good show. And the panel was good last night. Let us close with this. Brandon Marshall from the New York Jets. They had a bad season. I think they only had 5 wins this year.
And horrible year for the Jets.
He has a wonderful way of describing what it's like to play a 5-11 season.
The best way I can describe it is having a diaper on and never changing it. And just sitting in that diaper the whole year. That's how our year was.
Wow.
It was a bad year.
Can you imagine Sonny Jurgensen saying something like that?
I don't know. I feel like I've been wearing a diaper and it had poo in it and it was all year and I didn't know Sam.
Actually, Sonny might actually say that now.
Probably, yeah.
But not Absolutely. Figuratively.
And remember the standard O'Mara older father line, once your kids are out of diapers, it's time for you to start.
That
yes, sir.
Is Thank your you. Magic audio vault. Bon voyage, Mike. Have a Thank great you. Thursday, everybody.
Thank Woo. You very, very much. That's it. I'll be on the road. Robin, Oscar going to be back tomorrow, and I will rejoin you from 80 degree temperatures, hopefully, on Monday. Looking forward to that. We hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget, subscribe to our bonus packages. January is a very big month for us to celebrate with the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour, so please do that if you get a chance. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. And if you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And I promise you, he will not say F you to you if you send him a nice letter. Please don't do that.
No promises, Mike. No promises.
But don't eat anything from their basement. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.